Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to pick a jury and maybe take a nap. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a week, right? Historic. They're picking the jury, almost all done. They've got the 12 jurors looking for the alternates now in the Donald Trump so-called hush money trial. We'll talk about that and the intimidation tactics that Trump and his MAGA henchmen are using against some of the jurors. Ouch. Meanwhile, the Kennedy family, a big endorsement for Joe Biden, while their brother RFK Jr. is still nipping around the edges as a spoiler candidate. And a craven crawlback from Bill Barr and Chris Sununu once criticized Trump. Now they said they'll vote for him. We'll talk about all of that. Throughout our show with great music, oh, epic fail from CBS regarding that Billy Joel concert. Some good news in case you missed it and you're listening live. Hey, by the way, it is Friday, April 19th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. The Facebook page and the public chat box are open should you be tagging along for that live ride. And the Twitter X feed is a bustling 24/7 proposition. So live or on podcast, chime in when it works for you at AB Rights. It's all being handled by the talented, tenacious TCS crew. Judy and Aurora perched in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Instacart. Grocery shopping, getting you down? Cross it off your list. Instacart.com has details. Also by ChumbaCasinos.com, you can play slots and blackjack. How about doing it for free online at ChumbaCasinos.com? It's the place to play. Also by Dunkin', America Runs in Dunkin'. Fuel up with all your favorites. America Runs in Dunkin'. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. We're playing with you in real time. The countdown to our conversation, it's just beginning.
One, two, three, four.
It's a matter of trust. Between you and me, I mean, anybody knows Alicia. Weigh in, anything, everything on your mind. wrapping up our Billy Joel sandwich for Brenda and Chloe on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show, Sleeping with the Television On. Petula Clark for Wendy. Don't sleep in the subway. You see the trend here? Leah the Popnet chat box, thank you for your kind words. Love playing with you gals in real time. You know I do. A Beauty from the Vines, the great Beatles cover, I'm Only Sleeping, from that soundtrack, I Am Sam. Remember that movie years ago with Sean Penn? Great movie and a great soundtrack. Because the lead character loved the Beatles so much, so they have all these great Beatles covers on. Check it out if you can. And Billy Joel, A Matter of Trust. CBS violated that trust with the fans by cutting off the Piano Man encore on the Sunday broadcast of that much ballyhooed and well-deserved concert, Billy Joel's 100th at Madison Square Garden. So they were going to replay it because they had a big backlash. They ran late due to golf, of course, on Sunday. So, of course, I set my DVR for the show and plus the news thinking it was going to run over. Wound up watching it live anyway, so it didn't matter. But they have a backlash. They claimed it was a technical glitch due to some kind of timing. I guess the computerized. They had to go to the news at 11:30. And anyway, people complain so much, they're doing a mea culpa, and they're going to rebroadcast it tonight. This is April 19th, because I know some folks listen on podcast later, so I hope you set your DVRs. Hope you got the social media messages about this all week long for 9 o'clock Eastern time, I believe. Check your local listings on CBS and watch it. It's worth the watch, live or on podcast. Probably better, or DVR, I should say. Probably better on DVR, because you can go through the commercials, lots of them. But God, he's got so much energy. He's almost 75 years old. I saw him years ago when he was younger, had hair and thinner, and ran around the stage a lot more than he does this time, but still has a lot of energy and a great voice, so it's worth the watch. Watch these people when you can, and re-embrace your own inner artist when you can. The Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped some folks do that. So grateful when folks chime in and tell me it's working for them. Dean Putney, Vermont, gets the shout-out, says, thanks so much for the discipline. The challenge helps me focus on a memoir I'm writing. It's tough slogging sometimes, but I think I have the discipline to pull it off. Hey, Dean, keep going. I know a memoir can be hard because you're going through some emotional stuff usually, so keep at it. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. On the other hand, a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is on me. Give me a few weeks to connect. Do so via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y, .com. Easy access via the Twitter X feed or just Google the darn thing. And while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon mystery series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. A memory came up on Facebook the other day that indicated when the first one came out, like 9 years ago. And I'm like, wow. I'm so grateful to Cozy Cat Press and to my passionate and patient fans. I know some folks are clamoring for new mystery. I don't have one coming yet, but I do have another thing coming, something totally different, a collection of stories, novel, in the offing. You know how the publishing world works. It might take a little while, but we're getting there. So stay tuned for that. And, yeah, we might be another mystery in the offing, too. So I appreciate your patience, indeed. It is a lot of fun. And you can chime with guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests at their website. We have links to the podcast and social media connections, too. One-stop shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. We're saying goodbye to some folks who touched our lives this week. Deckie Betts passed away at the age of 80 from the Allman Brothers Band. Great singer, songwriter, guitarist, of course, a Southern rock legend. Deckie Betts, rambling on. To the next round. I'm here with the show.
right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Don't have to worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
Won't you help me find my sweet thing?
whodunit. It's like a who's who of 70s detective shows on the Amy Beth Arquette Show from Tavares, in honor of Arthur Pooch Tavares, who passed away earlier this week. So popular these guys were up in the New Bedford, Mass, where they came from. They actually renamed a street for them. Tavares, the Tavares brothers, the sound lives on. Fun stuff from the 70s. They mentioned Beretta, McLeod, Kojak, Won't You Bring Her Back, Charlie Chan, Ironside. I don't think they mentioned Columbo, though. Maybe they couldn't find a rhyme there. Anyway, cool song, fun song for those of us in the mystery biz. We love that one for sure. And I Think I Love You from the Partridge Family featuring David Cassidy, of course, the first single from that group. And David Cassidy, of course, the front man for it, celebrated his heavenly 74th birthday earlier this week. He passed away at the age of 67. Sweet man, went through a lot of trials and tribulations, addiction, drinking, health problems. But really was a sweet man at his core. I interviewed him back in the 90s. He was on the upswing. It was sort of a comeback for him. He had just been remarried with a young son. Seemed very happy, very sweet. But, you know, travails followed him from fame, et cetera. But a heartthrob in the 70s, for sure. If we were kids in the 70s, 80s, you know who David Cassidy was. He was a big thing. And a great tribute by his brother Patrick on Instagram earlier this week, where he said, "I think about you every day. And if anybody asks about my brother who were younger, my brother David was like the Beatles between 1970 and 74. He was that big. Wow, indeed. Sweet family, good-looking brothers, that's for sure. Sean, of course, the middle brother, went on to become also a singer and actor. They did some acting together in Broadway, but went on to do producing TV shows, et cetera, like Without a Trace and things like that. Very interesting. And Ramblin' Man from the Allman Brothers in honor of Dickie Betts, who we just lost at the age of 80. The music lives on. Thank you, Dickie, for all the great songs. It is the Amy Beth Arquette Show. Weigh in anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, X feed is AB Rice. Phone line, 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us for the Friday, April 19th ride, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available, too. Here's my question. Could you serve, you know, they're seating the jury, and they've got the 12 jurors, they've got one alternate, I think, maybe they've got more than one alternate now today as they're trying to get those alternates for the Trump jury. I'm wondering, could you serve in the jury? I know I couldn't. I mean, I could not do it. I think I would try to put my, you know, try to be objective, because that's what you have to do as a juror. I was on jury once. We never deliberated. It was a civil trial. They settled before we got to it, so I don't know. But you try to be objective. You have to follow the rules. I get that. But it would be hard. Plus, they would dig into my social media messages and posts, and they would know that I had some anti-Trump stuff on there, so they would reject me out of hand. They've done that. They're going through these people. I think they asked initially, can you be unbiased? And a lot of people said no, and they let them leave. That's how it's happening so quickly. But when they started questioning people, they were digging around, which I guess they do nowadays, on the social media posts to see what's going on. There's also some intimidation going on, which is horrible, on the part of the Trump henchmen, the MAGA force, which includes some, I guess, quote-unquote, respected media people like Jesse Waters on Fox, who was intimidating that one juror came back after she was seated because she was outed. People figured out who she was from Google and so forth because they talk about what their jobs are and where they work. Now the judges say they can't talk about actually the places they work, but they can say what their jobs are. We know there's an engineer and two lawyers on the jury, which is unusual because those people usually, they try to keep them off. It seems like an educated jury so far. The 12 they have, it's 7 men, 5 women, a couple of people in marketing, 1 man is retired. Somebody posted it for me. I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to make it too obvious. We don't want to expose these people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You don't want anybody to be, I don't want anybody to ever be intimidated. It's just too too scary to do that. And the jurors, the foreman is a guy in sales. They have 2 lawyers. They have a teacher. They had a nurse, but she was the one who has to get off. Software engineer. Speech therapist, their corporate lawyer, project development manager, physical therapist. So they have people who are educated and smart, so we'll see. But there was one woman who got on. I'm not sure how she got on because they couldn't get rid of her because they used all their peremptories and the judge let her go, where she said that she called Trump selfish, but when they pressed a little more, she said, well, you know, she works with some people that she doesn't like, but she doesn't sabotage them or, you know, wouldn't do anything to harm their work. So I don't know. That, to me, I would want to get that person off the jury. We'll see how what happens. Of course, in the MAGA movement, they try to intimidate these people, and that's pretty darn scary. So what do you think? Could you be on the jury? Let's see what people are saying. Twitter, X feed, AB Rice, phone line, 347-857-4505. Some people are chiming in. Trump was sleeping. How serious does he take this whole stuff? So says Carlo. Well, they said it was really cold. One day it was really cold, one day it was really hot. That's why it was. Felicia says, no, I could not be in the jury. They would not let me on anyway because, like you just said, your posts, you should see my posts. I hear you on that one. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, there's some craven crawlbacks on the part of political critics of Donald Trump in the form of former Attorney General Bill Barr, who went on a roll on a crusade for months saying he's horrible, he's a horror show, he's a narcissist, he's got some serious problems, the country's in bad shape with him, he deserves to be in jail. Yesterday he said he will support the ticket, the Republican ticket. He didn't mention Trump by name, but because he added Biden, continuing the Biden agenda will be national suicide. I don't get this at all, how it's worse for democracy to have somebody who wants to be a dictator to quell democracy by ripping up the Constitution. Makes no sense to me at all. And, of course, you have Chris Sununu, the moderate, supposedly moderate governor of New Hampshire, who was heralding Nikki Haley's candidacy, and he's come back into the fold. Had a very cringeworthy interview with George Stephanopoulos on This Week last Sunday, where he said, he's going to support Trump like 51% of other Americans. There's no indication anywhere that anywhere near 51% of people support Donald Trump. He never got that bar, never reached that bar when he was president or before. He's never won the popular vote. And in the polls now, even in the polls that he's leading, it's about 45, 46%, and that's it. So that's ridiculous. But this man made a fool out of himself. So they're craving crawlbacks. What's that about? Party over country and your own scintilla of power they want to cling to, I guess. It makes no sense to me. Twitter, X feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box, anybody, anything, please weigh in. Bridget says Bill Barr and Chris Sununu would have voted for Hitler in a heartbeat to hold on to power. Ouch. Dangerous indeed. Rico, Potnet chat box, these people are fools, they're craven, and they're desperate to hang on to any scintilla of power that they can. Well, exactly. I guess that's what it is. To me, it doesn't make sense because when Trump takes over, well, I guess maybe they're into the 2025 project, which we keep talking about, is a rollback to all your rights. Think about it. A lot of people don't like Biden, but I don't know why. Just because he's old? Biden is doing much more for this country than Trump ever did or ever will promise to do, and going to what most people say they like. People want to see voting rights preserved. They certainly want to see reproductive rights reinstated. They want to have LGBTQ practices treated fairly. They want to have marriage equality preserved. They want everybody to get to vote. They want all those things. They want gun control for sure. I mean, a lot of climate change, all of these things that people want, Biden and Harris stand for, Trump not so much. And by the way, the Kennedy family has endorsed Biden, full-throated endorsement from Kerry Kennedy and others, standing shoulder to shoulder with her siblings. They love their brother, but they support the Biden-Harris agenda, and they're scared about the fate of democracy. So RFK, for his part, says he's going on with his campaign, as crackpottery as it may be, but he respects his siblings and his family and what they stand for because everybody should be politically involved. Go figure, as you know. Way in Twitter, XFeed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box, here in the Badlands of the United States, 2024. Happy belated birthday, by the way, to Mighty Max Weinberg on the Internet Business Show.
From understand.
Sure do. Jackie the Shannon, I'm Amy Beth Urquhart. We show a beauty from the Hal David, Burt Bacharach songbook, and just initiated into the Library of Congress Registry of Recordings, one of the songs, one of the 25 songs, I believe, that were registered in for 2023. Beautiful song, beautiful sentiment. So many songs every year, I guess they do this, to preserve these great recordings. And it's a big range, from St. Louis Blues, from Handy's Memphis Blues Band, a 1922 single, to Madonna's Like a Virgin from 1984, and all kinds of songs in between. Ode to Billy Joel is in there. What the World Needs Now is Love. Deja Vu from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin. Take Me Home, Country Roads, John Denver. Flashdance, What a Feeling, the Irene Cara single. They're all in there, and it's very special. And Carla Hayden, who is the director of the Library of Congress, who, if you watch the Gershwin Prize celebration of Elton John and Bernie Taupin, you saw her. She's kind of a funky lady, too. She says that they're there to be preserved. The National Recording Registry preserves our history through recorded sound and reflects our nation's diverse culture, she said. The National Library is proud to help ensure these recordings are preserved for generations to come. We welcome the public's input on what songs, speeches, podcasts, or recorded sounds we should preserve next. They received last year over 1,100 public nominations for the recordings to be added to the registry. So that's very interesting. I'm not sure how you do it, but look it up online. You can see the whole list, and maybe they have details on how you can submit your requests to songs that should be in, because some of these things you think they should have been in there already, right? But it's certainly fascinating. So check it out, indeed. It is the end of the Darkwing Show. One final – oh, well, I want to tell you what else we heard. I'm sorry. We also heard that very timely, indeed, Mercy, Mercy Me from the prescient Marvin Gaye back in 1970, talking about the ecology in honor of Earth Day, which is coming up on Monday, April 22nd. A Beauty from Mark Knopfler and Emmylou Harris, This Is Us. Love that song. And I was remiss last week not to mention Emmylou Harris's 77th birthday. Wow, she's still going strong, performing, I believe. And Badlands from Springsteen as we celebrate our – celebrate or commiserate our political situation and, of course, honor the mighty Max Weinberg behind the drums in his 74th birthday earlier this week as well. Good stuff, indeed. So one final time around the social media horn before we do sashay out of here, and I do want to remind you all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts and be in the listen. Select Editions, Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, and our social media guru, our producer, Trudy Hart, sends out our social media missives about my various appearances. It works well that way. Could you or could you not serve in the jury? Ozzy says, no way, no how. I would be ousted immediately because no way. I don't like the guy and I can't hide it. Okay, I get you. You got to be honest. That's good. Victoria on the Twitter X feed says there was a juror who was seated and then she decided to get off the jury because she didn't want to be in the public eye. That means they didn't want to be on Truth Social, have death threats, be harassed. Stream. No one in the U.S. should be afraid to be a juror or a witness. Trump trial, Trump for prison, ASAP. Common for Good says Donnie has been in court for 3 days. He's already starting to crack. That whole delay thing is not working. It stops now. Also, little boy Trump got scolded by his lawyer for using his phone in court. Baby Donnie is not a happy camper. Trump trial, Trump for prison, 2024. And I love this. Greg says, Trump's legal team say they can't commit that he won't tweet about witnesses because posts on Truth Social are in tweets. They're playing fast and loose like Trump does with all the facts. Ouch, a doodle doo. Thanks so much. Let's stay posted on this. We'll see what happens if the trial starts on Monday. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you so much. Don't forget, this is National Poetry Month, and it's also tomorrow's Record Store Day. I love being in the record store as a kid. How about you? Not too many of them around these days, but they're trying to make a comeback, I think. So we're going to leave you with a chaser. We're going to leave you with two songs, Diane Ziegler's song, In a Garden, which is about a take off on the Tennyson poem, and then we're going to leave you with a beauty in honor of Record Store Day from Corrine Bailey Ray. Thank you so much. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us, won't you? On the A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show, you know I love you all.
My mother used to read us passages of poetry, but none of us would ever listen. She would let us stay up late if we would hear them, her little stories in the kitchen. And by far the best she ever read was one written by Tennyson. We listened hard to every word she said. It was the legend of Enoch Garden. They were three best friends, but they were only children. Enoch and Philip and the beautiful Annie. When the two young boys grew up to be strong men, they both loved her, but Annie loved one of them. He wasn't gonna try to tear them apart, but Philip still came to wish them well. But he was crying from a broken heart when Annie wed Enoch Garden. He said, I've loved you both since we were only children, and Annie, I know you've chosen well. There is no other man who is walking this earth, no truer heart than Enoch Garden. Now Enoch worked on the open sea, trying to provide for his family. And one day Annie begged him not to leave, when they sent him on down to the Caribbean. She said, by the next full moon I'll be back to you. 10 years went by and he still never came. Maybe that ship went down in a winter rain. Philip came to ease her pain. He said, Annie, we will never be whole again. But we will always remember him, our oldest friend. Together Annie and Philip grew old. But there was something they'd never know. That Enoch found land just west of the meridian. And he waited to be rescued home. They found him there as a very old man. And brought him back to his homeland. But when he heard Annie married again, she was blessed by Enoch Arden. Cause he had loved them both since they were only children. And he knew that Annie had chosen well. And he pledged that he'd never try to tear them apart. But it pierced through the heart